Hi everybody, Monty here. Coming to you really, really, really late on a Saturday night. That's right, it's Saturday, it's date night, and I'm home working and singing Buffy for you. On purpose, because, you know, I turned down some dates to stay home and do this. I so did, too. I could have dates. I could. I wanted. But no, you're more important. And I wanted to sing some Buffy songs for you so I can get this musical out of the way. Because there's a whole lot more songs to go. And by the way, since we're on the subject of singing, specifically my singing, and Buffy the musical, and the fact that I have mentioned numerous, dare I say, more than 100 times that I'm not a good singer. I know this. See, that's kind of the whole fun thing, is that I promised all this singing for you when I knew I couldn't sing, but I promised it to get you to give me money for my charity, and you did, and blah, 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 and so here we are, and you guys know all this. So really, it's not necessary for you to send me email or leave comments that say, wow, you're right, that is bad. Or, don't give up your day job. Yeah, because you know what? I already know how bad it is. And that kind of stuff makes me a little bit cranky. And it takes the fun out of it for me. Because I'm doing this for fun. I know it sounds bad. I don't care if you laugh at me. Or with me, which would be preferable, but whatever. Whatever floats your boat, but whatever you got to do to get through the day to feel good about you, okay? Fine. No problem. But really, just, it's really not necessary for you to tell me how bad it is, because I already know that. Just laugh and go along. And you know what? You're supposed to be my friend, so, you know, I would appreciate it if you'd be a tad more friendly and not leave sarcastically snide little comments regarding my singing. You can leave sarcastic and snide comments about anything else. Just not my singing, because you know what? I already know it's bad. And it's embarrassing enough for me to sit here and do this, but I'm doing it with a smile on my face and a song in my heart. So just go with me, okay? All right. So what's going on, people? Nothing going on with me. I had lunch Friday with the divine Rose from greatgooglymoogly.blogspot.com. She's a military wife. She is a doll. And we live very close together. So we've met up a couple of times now for lunch. And I always have an incredibly good time with her. And we laughed a lot. We had some delicious soul food. We dished on some of you guys and girls. We got a little giggly over our, we have a mutual internet crush on someone who shall remain nameless at this time, unless he doesn't give in to our demands, and then I'm going to spread his name all over the whole internet. Of course, he probably would like that, because, you know, hey, free publicity. Anyway, so we dished on him, and we got all swoony and giggly and, you know, blushy and stuff like that, and just, you know, tried to fight over who got to seduce him first, should we ever meet. I'm thinking a threesome would probably be okay. Rose, is that okay with you? I'm game. Just, you know, let me know. So anyway, good lunch, soul food. Then I, later that same day, treated myself to a green tea frappuccino from Starbucks. And if you haven't had one of those, let me just give you one word. Utterly delicious and refreshing. It is so good. Totally worth the head spike ice cream headache I got when I sucked it down too fast, but it was yum. So anyway, that was my Friday. It was fabulous. Saturday, I've been working all day and well into the night and canceling all those dates and turning them down, I mean. So now I'm legally obtaining some music right now for the upcoming radio show on KMRL, MojoRadioLive.com. You're going to want to tune into that pretty soon. hopefully, maybe, I don't know, I'm going to have to talk to WebKitten. We'll have the first show ready to in the can in about a week, maybe. Sometime very soon. I'm ready to go, sort of. I mean, it's probably going to suck. But, you know, on the good side, there will be no singing for me. There will just be music that I like, and then I'll talk to you a little bit, and we'll rap. Yeah. And that reminds me, it's not too early to send me any requests or dedications for songs, so that if I don't have it on my playlist already, I'll be sure to try to get it for you, unless it sucks, and then I'm not going to. But, you know, give it a shot. You know my email address is redneckmama1@gmail.com for the moment. So you can email me any requests or dedications, or if you have something you'd like for me to read, or, you know, you want to give a shout out to somebody. And, you know, don't make me dedicate a song to you, because you're probably not going to like it. So you better send me something, okay? Send me emails for the show. Just put in the subject line "for the show" so I know, hey, I made a rhyme. Because you know you want me to read your names on the air. I will pimp your blog. I surely will. Just let me know. You can write some ad copy. Write something funny or whatever. You know, you can be my sponsored segments. And so I'll direct people, provided anybody listens to the show. You're going to listen, right? Tell me you're going to listen. Okay, so I'll direct other people to come and see you, so it increases your traffic, and I get to say your name on the radio, and I'll say it in my sexy voice. Not that I really have a sexy voice, but I'm fooling myself, I know. Anyway, so send me something for the show. Send me some, make up a little ad for your blog, and I'll read it, and there we go. Okay, what else? Okay, I think that's, I don't have anything more exciting to tell you right now. So I think we're going to go right to Buffy and get the torture over with, and God bless you for listening to me sing Buffy the Musical once more with feeling, part 2. Hopefully we're going to get 2 songs in tonight, and no bonus track of Bob Gentry tonight. I'm sorry. And you know why? Because I have no reason why. Because I don't have any that is converted to the right format to add is why. That you haven't already heard. So, but I'll get some more Bob Gentry. Don't you worry. Maybe I'll give you, I know, bonus track, one of my other pretend boyfriends, Mr. Russell Crowe and his band Toe Fog. How you like that? Yeah, you're gonna like it. Okay, hang on, and here we go. Once more with feeling. Okay, this is going to be Tara singing to her girlfriend Willow, and it's really, really high, so I'm going to sing really, really softly and turn the music up, but I am going to sing it. So just hang on. I'm just waiting for the right time. Okay. Here we go.
I know exactly what they see in me. You.
I live my life in shadow, never the sun on my face. It didn't seem so sad though. I figured that was my place. Now I'm bathed in light. Something just isn't right. I'm under your spell. How else could it be? Anyone would notice me. It's magic, I can't tell. How you set me free. Brought me out so easily. I saw a world enchanted, spirits and charms in the air. I always took for granted I was the only one there. But I can do. You just took my soul with you. You were Joshua so well. Finally I knew everything I dreamed was true. You make me believe.
I can't hit that note. Sorry. Can't hit that one either, sorry. Okay, there you go. Now, that was Sucky, yes, I know. Now, the next one is going to be really bizarre because it is a duet of Xander and Anya. So, a boy-girl duet. We'll just have to wait and see how that goes. It's going to be bad, but just pretend that you like it, okay? Thanks. Hang on just one sec, and we'll be ready to go. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to sing both parts, but I might sing some of the boy parts. So we'll just see what happens.
Hey, how about omelets?
Okay.
I can do an omelet.
This is the man that I plan to entangle. Isn't he fine? My claim to fame was to maim and to mangle. Vengeance was mine. But I'm out of the mist. The name I made, I'll trade for his. Only trouble is, I'll never tell.
She is the one, she's such wonderful fun, such passion and...
I'll let Xander sing this for me.
Warm in the night when I'm right in her tight embrace, tight embrace. I'll never let her go. The love we've known can only grow. There's just one thing that
no,
I'll never tell.
Cause there's nothing to tell. He snores.
She wheezes.
Say housework and he freezes.
She eats these skeezy cheeses that I can't describe.
I talk, he breezes.
She doesn't know what pleases.
His penis got diseases from a Shumash tribe.
The vibe gets kind of scary.
Like she thinks I'm ordinary.
Like it's all just temporary.
Like her toes are kind of hairy. But it's all very well.
Cause God knows I'll never tell.
When things get rough, he just hides behind his Buffy. Now look, he's getting huffy, cause he knows that I know.
She clings, she's needy, she's also really greedy. She never...
His eyes are beady.
This is my verse, hello. She...
Look at me!
Look at me!
I'm dancing crazy! And now a musical interlude. Imagine some Broadway style dancing.
My knight in armor.
You're the cutest of the Scoobies, with your lips as red as rubies, and your firm yet supple tight embrace.
Hey,
he's swell.
She's sweller.
He'll always be my feller.
That's why I'll never tell her that I'm petrified.
I've read this tale, there's wedding then betrayal. I know there'll come a day I want to run and hide. I love, I said it's easy. I've tried, but there's these fears I can't quell.
Is she looking for a pot of gold?
Will I look good when I've gotten old?
Will our life become too stressful if I'm never that successful?
When I get so worn and wrinkly that I look like David Brinkley?
Am I crazy?
Am I dreaming?
Am I marrying a demon?
We could really raise the beam and make a marriage a hell. So thank God I'll never tell. I swear that I'll never tell.
My lips are sealed.
I take the fifth.
Nothing to see, move it along.
I'll never tell.
And there you go. I think that's enough Buffy for one evening, don't you? I do, yes. Okay, well that's it for me. Be sure to check out the radio station site, mojoradiolive.com. And send me those emails with your requests and dedications and ad spots. And we'll be back in a few days with a little bit more Buffy. Yeah. Night, everybody!
It's a cold day for September, was all I thought to say when I saw you on the street the other day. I know something changed between us, all the talk we made was small. But what do you say to someone when they've heard you say it all? It's an awkward conversation in a most peculiar way. How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you around someday? So much to say. Did we take it all for granted? Did it all get thrown away? Calls from rain this afternoon, she finally replied, and there was such a stuttering silence that I felt my mouth go dry. We can talk about the weather, 'cause there's not much more to say. How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you out someday? How did we get from saying I love you to I'll see you out someday? Has all the ice been broken? All our surfaces been scratched? Have all the words been spoken? Have we finally met our match? 'Cause it's an awkward conversation in a most peculiar way. How did we get from saying I love you?